This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The ninth person in the region died from complications with COVID-19 yesterday. The individual is in their 30s, according to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. It is the youngest death associated with the virus in the region. Also on Monday, the 18th patient was admitted into the Bethel Hospital for the virus. In the daily COVID count, on Monday, YKHC announced 26 new COVID cases in the region, 16 in Bethel, 3 in Ammonick, 1 in Gweethluk, 4 in Nabuskiak, 1 in Quinnahock, and 1 in Tooloksack. YKHC has announced 1,507 cases since March. There are 303 active cases in the region. YKHC warns that the region's rising COVID-19 surge could soon overwhelm the local healthcare system. To prevent that, YKHC is calling for the first region-wide lockdown to slow the spread of the virus. KYUK's Olivia Eberts reports.
The proposed lockdown would last 1 month. Health Corporation spokesperson Tiffany Zolkowski says residents should stay at home as much as possible and leave only for essential reasons, such as grocery shopping or attending medical appointments. Residents should avoid gathering with people from other households. She also advises that only one person per household run errands, and when doing so, should wear a mask, stay more than 6 feet from others, and wash their hands. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta has the highest COVID-19 daily case rate in the state, with no indication of slowing. Hospitalizations and deaths are on the rise, and ICU beds in Anchorage are becoming harder to access. That's making it more difficult for rural patients to receive advanced medical care. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is planning for a crisis. It's preparing to implement statewide guidelines for allocating resources and care as the strain on the local and statewide medical system deepens. These crisis measures help health professionals prioritize critical resources like medevac and oxygen. During this month-long period, the Health Corporation is suspending non-emergency surgeries. The corporation's leadership says the proposed lockdown may be extended or reissued at any point if case counts continue to rise. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
In more pandemic news, Indigenous communities like the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta are having a tough time with COVID, but at least one tribe, the Navajo, got the pandemic under control within a few months, though now they're experiencing a second wave.
The clusters and outbreaks that we're dealing with in this second wave, we can trace them all back to specific family gatherings and celebrations and ceremonies.
Dr. Loretta Christensen is Chief Medical Officer for the Navajo Area Indian Health Services. The Navajo Nation has gone into a three-week lockdown starting yesterday. Chanel Damon, who is leading the Navajo COVID epidemiology effort, says they are telling people to hold back on gatherings and ceremonies, but not banning them totally. She is telling people that when they do get together, do it carefully.
And what does that mean? So gathering safely means if you are actually going to, like, visit another family, you still wear a mask, you still stay 6 feet apart, and you might open a window or leave a door open to have circulated air. Now it's getting colder, so now we're trying to urge, like, if you are going to visit other families, you still wear a mask. So instead of banning gathering, we have to kind of, like, teach them how to gather safely, and we're still trying to learn that.
Navajo homes, much like those in the YK Delta, can be small and crowded. When someone gets infected, the Navajo Nation springs into action to isolate them from the rest of the family. They have used community centers and hotels to house the sick, but they have also taken a unique step to provide isolation while still being close to the family.
We also had camping kits that were given out so that the person could, you know, stay outside near the family. Because a lot of times, too, they don't want to be away from their family, especially when they're sick or trying to heal.
Both Christensen and Damon say the key to getting the pandemic under control the first time around was being proactive and getting tribal members on board quickly. The measures they put in place included curfews and mandatory mask wearing. The Navajo Nation also enforced those mandates. Dr. Christensen says enforcement was tough. because the tribe does not have a huge tribal police force.
However, there have been roadblocks. There have been several fines for being out after curfew. So I think we did a good job of enforcing what we had put out as public health orders.
Listen to KYUK's entire conversation with Navajo health leaders on Coffee at KYUK on the KYUK website. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdoon coming up.